Yancey commissioners have opted to refinance their loan on the county's detention center, which is now fully operational. Commission Chairman Walter Savage explains.
When the detention center was started, the plans were laid, the architect provided the plans. I haven't seen the paperwork, but the word that I'm told is that the rules changed in the middle of the game. There were some things that the architect was not aware of that had to be corrected. Therefore, the overrun was in excess of $900,000, and that's what we're looking at. We have found that there's only a couple of ways that we can bring this back into line with our fund balance, which is well below what's expected and required by the state, and that is to either refinance, which is what the local government in Raleigh is suggesting, or we would have to increase our taxes. And as you know, taxes are already high, and we have no intentions of increasing our taxes. This won't be done all in 1 year, but we're looking forward to getting our fund balance back with our passing of the budget, closing out of the year's finances. We were able to reduce some areas, and we did not increase any areas in the way of salaries, but we do have plans to be able to bring our fund balance back into being. And I've mentioned before that one of the areas that brought this down to begin with was when the county was required, or did anyway, use general fund money rather than capital money to build such things as the medical center and also the detention center.
Yancey County Commission Chairman Walter Savage. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.